Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're talking this week about abiding in Christ. The primary way, really a beautiful way, in which Jesus describes what he's calling us to as disciples. It's a way of living. It's a way of being. It's a way of expressing and engaging and walking in the reality of what he's actually made possible through his life, passion, death, and resurrection. And a reality that he intends for us to see, to understand, to receive, and to walk in, so that we can become everything that he's meant us to be, that the Father has destined us to be, to bear the kind of fruit, he says, that we're meant to bear. And I'm talking about this week, one, both just as a way of also remembering the dimensions, aspects of the amazing reality of what Jesus has done in the resurrection and his ascension into glory at the right hand of the Father, and what Jesus is building in his body, what he's doing, how the new creation is flowing in history, and how we're meant to be a part of it, and the destiny that's there. And so one of the reasons we're living through, as I've mentioned, I'm going to mention each day, just as a kind of background or reminder, is a time of great spiritual conflict, a real battle that's happening right now, very intense. And it's happening through the whole COVID crisis, political upheaval, economic instability, confusion, divisions within the church. And this is a very troubling time. Yet Jesus, the Lord, says to us, do not let your hearts be troubled. I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. I've come that you might have joy and have it to the full. And I want you to walk in these things that I myself had, he's saying, in my union with the Father. I've made it possible for you now to be united with us together. And that has real power. And it's real power that gives us a real capacity to actually live differently. And Jesus is concerned about it, one, because each of us are destined to walk in this, and our future, our present and future, are tied together in terms of how we're living it out right now. And we're called to bear fruit, each and every one of us. And he does it in us, and he'll tell us today as we look at more of John 15, we can't do it without him. And abiding is that unique way of doing our part, of being attached to Jesus, cleaving to him, clinging to him, being united, being attentive to him, so that the flow of life that he wants to produce in us can happen, and so that we can bear the fruit that we're meant to bear, which is beautiful, profound, so important. And the time we're living in right now, one of the responses that's foremost on the mind and heart of Jesus is that we abide and disconnect from the disordered energy, the rage, the distraction, the consumption of the broader culture and the narrative that the enemy is trying to write for everybody to pay attention to, that the most important thing is to be involved in all these intense dialogues and news constantly 24/7 and, you know, the cancel cultures and the riots and everything else that's going on and the corruption in the politics. We need to be informed citizens. We need to get some amount of information maybe each day to keep us in touch, but it doesn't need to be much time. It doesn't take much. But what the energy of the world is, a vortex to kind of draw us into, is to stay obsessed with it, to stay focused on it, to disrupt what the Lord wants to do, which is fundamentally to get our attention and to go deeper with him. So I want to begin with Ephesians chapter 5, just a reading here that gives a kind of context that I think is always an exhortation that the apostles give us and the Lord gives us, but I think it's particularly important at this moment. So this is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6 and following. It said, let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. There is a judgment happening in the world, and part of the reason it's happening is Paul's telling us right here, because of the constant empty words and lies and deception and corruption. And if people don't pay attention to the Lord, pay attention to God, respond to his wooing and his attempts to awaken them, he finally has to come in judgment to remove everything that hinders love, because it's what they need and it's what the church needs, it's what the world needs. Verse 7 goes on, therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. walk as children of the light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. So Jesus himself is goodness, truth. He's light. He said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Only God is good. So Jesus has made it possible for us to be in relationship with him. So to walk in the light means to walk in Christ and to walk in the life that he's given to us and to pay attention to that. And he said, and to try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Wow, that's so good. That's such an important word for us right now. What to do in this difficult time of COVID-19, all the struggles that are going on that we've talked about. What do I do? Learn what is pleasing to the Lord. St. Paul says in another place, we make it our aim now to please the Lord. That is literally the aim of your life if you're a disciple. What is the reason you get out of bed in the morning? What's the most important thing in your life? What's your passion? What is your conscience, your mind, your heart, your will? What are you dialed into? I'm dialed into finding out what pleases the Lord. And I'm doing it in my daily life, my marriage, my family, my work, my vocation, my career, whatever. All these things at every stage of life, I want to learn daily to walk in a way that pleases the Lord. Why? Because I'm imitating him. Because he lived every day. He said, to do my Father's will, to know my Father's will is my food. It's what gives me life. He said, I only do what I see the Father doing because he knows it's life. And he's teaching us. He's the new man. He's the one who's teaching us where life is found and fruitfulness, where it actually comes from. And he said, try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Verse 11, take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. So there's lots of unfruitful works of darkness that are going on throughout the culture. You know, from just ridiculous amount of lying and deep corruption in our political system, tremendous compromise and division, setting people and groups of people against one another, stoking hate and rage and anger, these kinds of things. People driving it who have big personal goals in mind, that kind of corruption, deceptions within the church and corruption. So there's that darkness. So Jesus is saying through Paul here, this inspired word of the Spirit is, don't take part in any works of darkness, unfruitful works of darkness, but he's calling us to bear fruit in life, right? And he teaches us how by abiding in him. But he said, expose them. For it is shame even to speak of these things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. And anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it is said, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. It's a good exhortation right now for all kinds of us in the church. Awake, O sleeper. Those who have fallen asleep spiritually, they're not alert. They're not awake. The light's not on. The light is going dim. Verse 15, look carefully then how you walk. That's the way of life that you're choosing. That's what it means to walk. To walk speaks about a whole way of life. Not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. Making the most of the time is to live in wisdom. To live in wisdom is to be rightly ordered to God and the ways of God, to one who made us. And wisdom itself is Christ. And the Holy Spirit has come to lead us into that wisdom, to give us a new mind, a renewed mind, a fresh spiritual way of thinking about ourselves, about God, about what's important about our life, our culture, about the church, our children, our families, all of it. Make the most of the time because these days are evil. That's a good line for us, to make the most of the time. Ask yourself the question, how has the difficulty in the trials of this year impacted you? Is it leading you to discouragement, to fear, anxiety, lukewarmness, disappointment, angry with God? What's happening? Talk to God about it. Understand there's a battle going on underneath it all that often doesn't meet the eye. But those who are disciples of Jesus understand the larger spiritual battle that's going on within. It says, therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So what do we want? I want to know what the will of God is. Lord, what's your will for me? Well, what's the will of God? We've been talking about it. John chapter 15 starts there. Jesus said, abide in me. I've produced and brought about a new capacity, a new ability, a new reality in your life from which you're meant to live. And if you're paying attention to it, you will live. But to be foolish means to miss it, to ignore it, to not put it in the first place. So it's the place where Jesus wants us to understand. He says, so therefore, don't get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always and for everything giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Now, there's some good marching orders. Don't get drunk with wine. Literally, don't get drunk. Now, there's a lot of temptation in times like this. There's more people smoking pot. There's more people drinking. There's more people trying to find ways to numb ourselves, to distract ourselves into oblivion so we don't have to face the daily struggles of what's here. That's the stuff the devil loves to serve up. And Jesus is saying, be wise. Don't be fools. Understand the darkness that's surrounding you. Now, you are light in the Lord, and the light that's given to you is the grace of the Spirit. The wisdom of God is in you. Pay attention. Talk to God. Don't look for external things to distract you, to numb you, or whatever, but instead be filled with the Spirit. That literally means asking the Lord for more. More of the Holy Spirit. The Catechism reminds us that Jesus has won in his victory the right, and he has the authority and power through his intercession to ensure and secure the permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The church lives by the Spirit. The church, if it's healthy, is walking in the Spirit, radiant with life. And then Paul's exhortation is so clear about being filled with the Spirit. He said, and address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Isn't that interesting? Psalms, and sing of the goodness of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Declare his goodness and what he's done in us. Let that be more prevalent in your life and mine, be on my lips and my speech, more consistent than the discouragement, the anger, the gossip, the rage that's part of our culture. Our life will follow our whispers, so to speak, our behavior, how we live. What are we talking about? What are we focusing on? That's why there's so much exhortation in the Scripture about being careful about speech. It's very important. And so Paul is saying, be wise. Think about what pleases the Lord. Hunger after the will of God. Address one another in psalms. Literally, memorize psalms. Read psalms to one another. Key lines from psalms that are so helpful. And hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Sing to the Lord a new song, friends. In the midst of these circumstances, we may feel like, I don't have much to sing about. People are sick. People are dying. People are jobless. I'm discouraged. I'm tired of being in a lockdown. I hate wearing masks. All that stuff is true, and it's difficult. But in the midst of it, we're called to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. That's the will of God for you. And the power and the presence and the Spirit of God in your life will help you do it if you want him to. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.